boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I know this is going to sound crazy, but I'm probably going to get stabbed and I'll end up going to jail for it.
You, as the stab victim, would go to jail.
Yes. It sounds crazy, but let me explain. I went to my sister's house, who's on her honeymoon right now, last night, to grab her car keys so that I could go get her at the airport tonight. And I went up to her front door and noticed she had a package. So I was going to put that package in her house so that nobody would steal that package, right?
Right.
And immediately I noticed that package had a yellow sticker on it that said, "Danger, sharp objects inside," which I didn't. Me and neighbor man immediately joked and we go, must be knives in there. But I really think there's knives in it.
Well, yeah, what else would it be?
The way that the box was, I really do think there's knives in it. So I took a picture of it because we were laughing about it. We're like, oh, there must be knives in it. Took a picture of it so that I could tell my sister we put the package inside. And then we left, didn't think much of it. It wasn't until I got home later that I finally sent her the picture of it. Like, hey, we put your knives in the house as a joke. It's when I sent her the picture of it that I finally zoomed in and noticed that package was not for her.
Oh my God.
It wasn't addressed for her, Taylor. I put the wrong package in the house.
Okay, and she lives in like a house situation, right? So somebody just dropped it at the wrong porch?
Yeah, the mailman dropped it at the wrong house.
Oh my God.
So I'm going to jail because I stole a package and put it in the wrong house, and that person is going to get mad and is going to end up stabbing me. I just know it.
Well, yeah, here's the problem is that it's not even like your sister can open it and be like, oh, what is it? Because then now she'd go into jail too for opening people's mail. So it's like you don't even know what weapon's going to be used on you.
I know.
Could be nunchucks.
Here's the thing is like, she's not going to get home until today. So it's like that person's probably angry. They've been angry since last night.
Yeah, they just can't do anything because you stole their knives.
So either I'm going to get stabbed or they're going to end up stabbing my sister and it's going to be on like tonight at 10. Newlywed, just got home from their honeymoon and stabbed on their front door. I don't know.
Wow. What a wedding gift you got her.
Love you.
Jeez. Okay, lesson to learn is
read a package.
See who it's addressed to. You took the time to read sharp objects, but you didn't notice the name. Oh.
I realize that now.
Yeah. Too little, too late.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
America's favorite couple could be over with. Not up to me, honestly, because I like them together.
I do too.
I think they've been cute. They've been fun to watch. But apparently it's coming to an end much sooner than anybody thought. Today in the news, there has been a contract, and I put air quotes around that, a contract submitted to the Daily Mail, and it is apparently their relationship contract, because a lot of people have thought it was fake from the beginning. And on that contract, part of the signed agreement was that they would announce their breakup on September 28th,
ooh,
which is, you know, going to be here before you know it. And it says that it's going to be like a civil breakup. They're going to blame it on both being committed to their careers and their personal growth, which makes sense. They're both busy people and that they want to remain friends and wish each other the best. So people are like, what the heck? Is this real? Is it not? Why would who would make this up? It seems like it's fake. I believe Travis has spoken out and said that lawyers are getting involved.
Good.
This is not.
I don't think Taylor would let this slide. Taylor's got some serious lawyers.
You don't think it's real and you think that they aren't going to get away with it.
Yeah.
Even if it was a fake relationship, would they really have had a public document out there? No way.
I bet you probably what I've got in my bank account, which is like $20. That Taylor Swift is sick and tired of people always saying that she writes songs about breakups. Mm. And so I bet she's sick and tired of hearing about her breaking up. So I bet you she doesn't want to break up, right? Nobody wants to break up.
No, but yeah.
So I bet you she doesn't even want to do it for like a publicity stunt.
You know what? Oh my God, I just came up with this. And Swifties, like, don't come for me. But what if instead of a breakup on September 28th, it's what everybody's been waiting for?
An engagement announcement.
Oh, I was going to say Reputation.
Even better.
Take the album before the ring.
You know what everybody actually thinks is coming out for the VMAs. But I'm clowning.
Well,
sorry.
I'm clowning for their breakup date. How about that?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I think we are unfortunately robbing our dog, Evie, of a good dog childhood.
You're not giving her belly scratches?
Oh, we do.
You're not giving her treats?
Plenty.
And what is it?
She doesn't know dog words. The dog language. Words.
Like bark, bark.
No, trust me, she definitely knows that. I think she kept the neighbors up last night. Let me explain. It was last night when we were getting ready for bed that I don't even know what, it was like one word. I think I said treat. It's like a joke. You ever say one of those words like
yeah, you
walk?
Want a treat.
You want a treat? You want to go for a walk? You want to go to the dog park? You say it as like a little joke, you know,
yeah,
to the dog, because you just want to see them, their ears perk
and
up.
They like tilt their head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You do it as a joke and you just want to see them like get a little excited. That's when I realized that Evie doesn't know those words. She doesn't know walk. She doesn't know treat. She doesn't know dog park. She doesn't know car ride. She doesn't know anything. Any of those words.
Mm.
She doesn't know. And I was like, neighbor man. Because it's his dog. I was like, you have been robbing her.
I like that you're putting the blame on him real quick.
Toxic.
It's his dog.
I was like, you've been robbing her of a good dog childhood. And he's like, whoa, wait a minute. I got her when she was 2 years old. Don't you dare blame it on me.
Well, okay, yeah, that's important.
But I'm like, okay, now I have to ask you, Taylor. This is a real question. Do we now, at about 2.5, 3 years old, do we teach her these words? Do we teach her walk, treat, car ride, all of those, dog park, all of those words so that we can, like, you know, get her excited for them? Or is this actually a bonus for me that she doesn't know these words so that I can have, like, normal conversations with neighbor man? Right. Like, I could be like, hey, you want to go to the dog park later with Evie? She doesn't know it, and we can have normal conversations.
Yeah, without her getting excited, thinking you're going right now.
Right, when I don't have to spell out, hey, you want to go for a W-A-L-K? You know, we don't have to spell things out. I mean, what would you do?
That's kind of nice. Because you could be like, I'm going to take my coffee for a morning walk. And then the dog is like, oh my gosh, now you think you're coming. And then you're all excited for nothing. So I think you have a good point that it is kind of nice. But is the only reason you want her to know them is so you can mess with her?
No, I think it's so fun when dogs. No, it's not just to mess. But it's
I was going to say, then you could teach her like celery and she could get excited every time you say celery.
No. I think it's really cool when they do know and you can like get them hyped up for it. Like,
yeah.
You want to go to the dog park? You want to go to the dog? And then they get excited for it and you get them into the car and you can like hype them up all the way to the dog park, you know? Like, I get excited for that. I get excited for them to get excited, you know?
Right.
It's like your mom telling you you're getting ice cream and the whole ride you're getting hyped up to get ice cream.
Yeah.
She keeps repeating that you're getting ice cream.
You got to do it.
That's what I'm thinking.
You got to do it. And now I want a blizzard. So thank you for that. So I think we've settled on the fact, Destiny, that you need to teach your dog some dog words.
Yes.
She deserves it.
We are robbing her of a great dog life.
Right, because she doesn't know that she should be excited when she hears walk or treat or car ride. Now, she's, what, two-ish?
A little over two, but almost closer to three at this rate.
So, yeah, you probably should work on those words first because that's what you're depriving her of.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you could have some fun with this. When she's, like, in this learning mode, I think you could teach her some extra things that maybe in the past you wish you would have taught dogs to understand.
Yeah.
My first thought is I have always wished my dog understood the command to snuggle. I wish I could say snuggle, even to my own cats. I wish I could say snuggle and they would come up and like little spoon me. Can you imagine how nice yes. that would be? They yes. know sit and lay down mm-hmm. and stuff like that, but snuggle would be mm-hmm. specific mm-hmm. to come lay up on the couch or on the bed and be my little spoon. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I thought would be really nice, and I feel like I've seen people on TikTok do this, would be to teach the dog the command clean up. I don't know if
I'm laughing. Go on.
I don't know if she's like a toy dog or not, mm-hmm. but even my cats, again, I wish I could teach them this. They get not, it's never one toy out. It no. has to be all the toys are out. And I wish I could tell them, okay, Romeo, Toulouse, clean up. And that they would just know to put it all back in their little crate that holds all their toys.
I'm laughing because I told you her new thing is she's been showing the bedroom window where the road is all of her. She's been showing the traffic that drives by on the road her toys. Every like 5 minutes, she goes to the window to show them her new toy. Hey, guys, look at this toy. Goes back for another toy. Hey, guys, look at this toy. Mm-hmm. It's annoying. I don't think she's ever going to learn because I've tried to teach her. I'd love for her to learn. I've got two. Okay. I would like to have her learn on top of the other ones as well, which is play dead. I would love for a dog to learn. I've seen it on the movies, but I've never seen it in real life.
My old roommate taught her wiener dog. She actually said bang dead.
Cool.
She would do like a finger gun at him.
Yeah.
And he would roll to his side with his little paws up. It was incredible.
I want that. I think that's cool. That's mm-hmm. cute. Okay, I want that. And then I would also add the word protect. I would go protect. And what that would be is so we have two other cats. We've got Mochi and we've got Luna. Luna's the cute little precious little kitty. And we've got a problem where Mochi's the boy and he's been really mean and mm-hmm. sassy and mm-hmm. rude to Luna. And even today, I was about to pick up Luna and Mochi just came out of nowhere and boom, pounced on Luna.
Ooh.
And I had to ground Mochi today. And I would like to, when he did that, to be like, Evie, protect. And then he would go and reprimand Mochi himself
okay.
or herself for me so that I wouldn't have to do that. Be like, you know what? I'm going to be big sis right now.
Uh-huh.
Don't mess with my Luna.
Or she could lay in front of Luna
yeah.
so that Mochi can't. I like it.
Yeah, protect Luna for me.
I like that. I think that's a good idea.
Protect would be a good one. But also protect if there was stranger danger in the house.
It sounds like she probably would just show him her toy.
Let me show you my toy.
Based on what you've said.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Bugs.
Yeah.
Dude, there's so many bugs. I don't know what it is. I feel like it's because, you know what? I did actually see this somewhere on the news, which is not what I normally talk about. But I saw that like the mosquito numbers are really high right now because of all of the rain that we have gotten this summer.
Oh.
And I feel like I am now starting to notice that. Even when I was just looking out the window, I'm like, oh, I won't really see bugs. There's kind of a lot of bugs out there.
If I can avoid a mosquito bite, that's all I ask.
I feel like, knock on wood here, I made it all summer without a mosquito bite.
I did last summer, and I'm hoping to do it again. I don't know if my blood just isn't blooding or what.
It's not sweet enough.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm nasty.
You've repulsed them.
I think I'm quite literally nasty.
Congratulations.
They're like, buzz, buzz, buzz. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm. Well,
she's nasty.
I'm hoping this is the end of the road.
They'd be talking about us. They'd be like, buzz, buzz. Ew, she's gross. Buzz, buzz. And then they go over to you.
Smell us through the window.
Oh, yeah. Then they go over to you. Buzz, buzz. Ew, she's gross, too.
Hey,
buzz,
that's
buzz.
Fine.
Those girls, nasty.
And what? We know. Like, stay outside then. I don't know.
We are blessed that we are nasty. Thank you.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
When did you almost have an accident in your pants?
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to hear it at 319-200-1029, because it almost happened to me this morning.
Oh, boy. All right.
Let me
buckle up.
You shall. Let me explain. So what happened was, this morning around 3 o'clock, I went to the bathroom, as I normally do.
3 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Just to go to the potty. And I heard the toilet flush, and it sounded strange. Like, the toilet didn't sound like a normal flush. And I was like, that sounds weird. So I stood, and I heard, listened to it, like, do its flushy thing. And then it stopped, and I'm like, okay, whatever. Didn't think much of it.
Because you're in the dark, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Didn't think much of it. I let it go. Fast forward to 7 a.m. It's time to go to the gym now, okay?
Okay.
Neighbor man goes to the bathroom because we always go to the bathroom before we go to the gym. He also then flushes. He goes to the bathroom, flushes the toilet. I now need to go to the bathroom, okay? And then I see that the toilet water is higher than normal.
Oh, no.
Okay? So I'm like, oh, the toilet is backed up. So my... in like my gut at 3 a.m. was right. The toilet sounded weird at 3. And I was like, hey, neighbor man, what's wrong? Why is the toilet water higher than normal? And he's like, oh, we're going to need a plunger.
Oh, no.
He's like, don't you have a plunger? And I was like, no.
No, I'm an adorable girl. I'm just a girl.
Yeah, I'm just a girly. He goes, well, I thought when we moved in together, you had a plunger. So I left my plunger behind at my place
because
I thought you had a plunger. I go, no, when I moved into my place, there was a plunger left behind that was not my plunger. So I left that plunger behind for the other person.
What is this about? I'm sorry. Who's been leaving their plungers behind? Because that's nasty. Stop it. Ew.
Well, when I moved in, somebody had left their plunger behind, so I left it as a courtesy. I left it behind for the next person.
How kind of you. So you're plungerless.
Yeah. So then we realized we had no plunger this morning. And so I was like, okay, well, I really got to go.
Mm-hmm.
And all I got to say is I got to go number two real bad.
Okay.
And I'm like, what can I do? He's like, well, you can't go here until we have a plunger.
Well,
I was like,
yeah, you do not want to make that situation worse.
I'm like, so you're telling me I can't go? And he's like, I'm telling you, you can't go. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm telling you, I really got to go right now. And he's like, well, we're going to the gym and there's a bathroom there. And I'm like, well, we better hurry up and you're not ready right now, are you?
I've never been so excited to go to the gym.
Yeah, let's go. And he wasn't dressed. I'm like, well, hurry it up, babe. Let's go because I got to go.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So he's trying to hurry up. He's getting dressed. And oh, my God, I've never had to go so much in my entire life. And so finally he's dressed. We're ready to go. And I, of course, I can't find my shoes anywhere. And I'm like, oh, my God, let's go. And I can't find my headphones. And I'm like, I don't care anymore. Let's go. Finally, we're in the car. And it gets worse, Taylor. It's to the point where I'm starting to have... like, again, already, I'm starting to sweat.
You're, like, hallucinating.
I'm hallucinating. I'm sweating. I have goosebumps now. And he's trying to have a casual conversation with me. He's like, well, I'm thinking tonight for dinner we could have pasta with some, you know, with chicken wings. And I'm like, I don't care what we're having for dinner right now. I'm hot.
Uh-huh.
And I'm to the point where I'm like, I might smack you. I don't really care. That's entering the jail. I might smack you.
Oh, my God.
We might need to pull over, and I might do this on the side of the road. I don't really care.
I mean, desperate times call for desperate measures.
I'm like, you better get me to the gym and run every red light if we need to. Finally, we get to the gym, and he didn't even stop, and I just drop rolled. I pulled what they do.
Got out of a moving vehicle.
Jeez. You know what they taught you in school when it's like a fire thing? That's what I did. Stop, drop, roll, whatever. I don't know. I tuck and rolled out of that car so fast to get me into the gym. And then, of course, the manager.
Was there anybody witnessing this?
No, luckily no. Okay. But then the manager of the gym wanted to talk to me.
Oh, my God.
He's like,
God.
Hey, I heard it's you on the radio. Ending. You've been sounding good. I said, don't care.
Ew.
I gotta go.
Literally. Oh,
enjoy the bathroom later.
Oh, God.
That was the worst day of my... I had the worst morning of my entire life.
I will say the one positive thing is, like, you know, you're headed to the gym. My boyfriend really likes to listen to motivational, like, speaking. Honestly, I think you could have done it for him because you were scary and stern.
Let's make it a lesson learned. When you go home tonight, make sure you have a plunger.
What a weird thing to say on a Wednesday.
My question today is, when did you almost have an accident in your pants? We'd love to hear. We won't judge. Call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029.
It's embarrassing, right? But I don't care who you are. I don't care if you are Kim Kardashian. It has happened to you where you're like, I don't know. And
even Kim Kardashian's had a moment.
She has. And
Taylor Swift.
One of the moments that I was thinking of, which I wonder if Taylor Swift has had this moment, because it was back when I was on Dance Team. And
oh, God. Oh, no.
I remember at a competition. I think it was early on when I was in college. So I was always the nervous type before like going out and competing on stage. And you know, with that, sometimes you feel like you need to go to the bathroom, right? But most of the time you can chalk it up to nerves. Like it's not real. I don't need to go. I'm going to hit the stage in 2 minutes. I don't have time to run to the bathroom. Yeah. It's just my nerves. I'll get over it once I'm out there. And there was one time for some reason, it wasn't just the nerves. And the entire dance, every leap, every drop to the ground, every split, it was like, I hope I'm doing the dance right now because I can't think about anything except not having a moment.
Oh, no.
In my costume of all things.
You were good, right?
I was fine.
Oh, my God.
But that one, after that, it was like, okay. You need to hit the bathroom before you hit the stage. Like, don't chug a bunch of water before, because sometimes it ends up being real.
I've been there. I think everybody has a sport like that, even in, you know, cheerleading too, that like, you know, you can go to the bathroom six times before and it's the nerves that makes you think you need to go. I've never had a moment like that though. You're like,
it was real. It was 100% real.
I would have been terrified.
And I don't remember, seriously. Did I even do the dance that day? I have not.
I probably would have went back to, I probably would have rushed to my parents and been like, was that good up there? Did you see anything?
Did I mention it was when I was in college on Dance Team? Oh. I was like 19.
I kind of like today's story. I'm not going to lie. Hear me out. Like, we're bonding a little bit.
It's like when you're like giggling in the back of the classroom and your teacher's like, do you have something to share with the class?
Yeah, please no.
We do today.
We do actually. We've been sharing about when we almost had an accident in our pants, and we still would love for you to giggle and share with us when that moment was for you. You can call and tell us about it at 319-200-1029.
Michaela, what happened to you?
I was at clinical and I was sick, throwing up, and I puked so hard I
No! It happens, though.
It does.
I know. It was really so does. Embarrassing.
See, here's the thing. These are the things that nobody wants to admit to, but then once you do, everybody's like, oh my God, it's happened to me.
Me too! Me too!
It happened to me, and it was horrible! Ryan, when did you almost have an accident?
So this one time, me and my girlfriend, we were having a long day of shopping, and she went into the Walgreens that was like 10 minutes away from our house, and I had to go bad. I had to go number two, something awful. And so I was doing that thing where I was like hovering above the seat because I couldn't sit down or else I feel like I would have gone. But if she had taken maybe 2 minutes longer in that Walgreens, it would have happened.
My theory again, something about the vehicle. Being
it
in
makes
a vehicle,
it worse.
It's just something in your body, in your stomach. It heightens everything.
Everything does.
Extremely. Jenny, when did you almost have an accident?
I was on a ride at Six Flags with my best friend. It was like the space shot one. And she was making me laugh so hard because she was screaming obnoxiously that I kind of tinkled a little bit. Like, it wasn't even almost. It was like she was making me laugh my butt off. So it happened.
That's like a double whammy. Being scared on a ride and laughing so hard, you're just like asking.
Oh, you are.
For that to happen. Kale, what happened to you?
I mean, this is super embarrassing, but I was walking back from the doctor's office and everything was fine at the doctor's. And about halfway home on my walk, I could feel the cramps starting to build up. And it was the worst pain I could feel. And the closer I got to my apartment, then to my door, it just kept just feeling even worse. And right when I got to my door, I did like the weirdest little dance with my inside my pants, and it did come out, and it ruined my pants and everything, and it is terrible to try and clean up, let me tell you that.
You're all I need, all I need, all I need.
Here's what's hot
and what's not.
Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You ever just look at your phone and you're like, God, I just want to chuck this thing in the garbage?
Today.
Really?
Oh my God, yes.
There are often times that I'm like, I miss the days when really I would only pick up my phone because all I could do was text and call, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Middle school days. And I saw this earlier today about this new merch coming out that I was like,
merch?
Oh my God. Well, technically, I'm actually kind of excited about it, and I don't think I would have ever been interested. But obviously, Barbie merch over the last year is still insane, even though the movie's a year old. But Nokia, the phone company, they're
bringing it back, and it's got the snake game because, oh my God, I'll die.
Dude, shut up because I'm about to tell you.
Oh, really?
They're putting out a Barbie Nokia phone. So it's a flip phone like you probably had whenever those were popular, early 2000s. And you can text and you can call. You can't FaceTime like you can on iPhones. It has a 5-megapixel camera, aka the photos you would take would look like they did back in 2010.
So crappy.
A little less high quality, but like still that Y2K aesthetic. And there's going to be Barbie-themed snake on it.
Shut up!
I'm so serious. So
what
it's
is
like
Barbie
an OG
themed snake. I don't know what that means, but I'm
I don't
here
either.
For it. Did you ever play that game?
I did. I think it was on my parents' phone because I didn't have a flip phone. I was too young to even have a phone at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I was obsessed with being like, "Mom, can I use your phone?"
My dad didn't have a Nokia that was like a flip. It was like a literal almost like, I don't know how to explain it, like this iPhone. It was like a straight phone. I don't know how to explain it. And it was the best. It was the best game. I would play it for hours.
Right.
I sucked at it, but did I love it.
I just am like, imagine. I mean, I would miss my TikTok. I would miss like scrolling on Instagram and stuff. But can you imagine just being like, I'm not like all of you. I have a flip phone, and it isn't a regular flip phone. It's a Barbie flip phone.
Do you think? Okay, wasn't it last year? Or is it 2 years ago that it was like the college girlies and a little bit older than the college girlies? They all had like the older phones. They were coming back.
People were like bedazzling them.
Still in style. Are we over it?
No, I think this just proves that it's like they're trying to make it a thing.
Can we have both? Because I still want my TikTok and I still want my Instagram. Can I have my iPhone for my normalness and I'll just have this for fun?
Just to play Snake on?
Yeah, that's it.
I'll
have two phones, please.
And two phone bills?
I'm not cheating, I swear to God. It might look like it.
I think you would take that back real quick.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and
Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
A Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. It spins a wave any size, catches bees, or just flies.
Did you record that outside earlier?
Oh, come on. Yeah, my singing is that bad, actually.
It is.
It's pretty accurate. No, I'm pretty positive. I might become Spider-Woman. I don't know if that's a thing, but I might become Spider-Woman, Spider-Man, whatever. Because I'm 100% positive I ate a spider last night in my sleep.
You're going to make me sick.
I know. What is like the statistic? You eat like 4 to 5?
Okay. I Googled this.
Oh, you did.
After you said that. And it is, it's like a stupid thing that we all believe. I don't know a myth.
Okay.
It's a myth that we eat an average of 8 spiders a year in our sleep. Wrong. It's zero. There's no science or fact to back up that you're swallowing.
Get the Mythbusters dudes in here.
I'm just saying, everywhere I looked on Google says that you don't actually eat spiders in your sleep, but go off.
Because I know for a fact I ate a spider last night in my sleep because I slept the wrong side of the bed last night. Couldn't sleep. I told you I do this when I can't sleep. So I will sleep where the feet go.
Like upside down.
So there's a big fat chance that when I slept that way, that there could have been a spider on neighbor man's feet, right? Or that's also where the dog was sleeping too, right? So also there could have been a spider on the dog. Now, here's what happened. I woke up in the middle of the night and I woke up with the worst sore throat of my life to the point where I was like, uh-oh, am I getting sick?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, okay, just
ew.
Swallow. Keep swallowing.
Get some water, man.
Keep swallowing. And I kept trying to swallow to get rid of this sore throat, but it felt like something was right there. And I just could not get rid of it for the life of me. So then, yeah, like I always have my Stanley cup on my bedside table. So I finally got up and I drank some water. I was fine right after that. I woke up about an hour later and I was fine. It was like I didn't have a sore throat. Nothing. It was nothing. That's why I feel like I know I had to have swallowed a spider, but it got stuck halfway. It was like, I don't know if I really want to go down there. It seems dark.
I thought you were going to say you like coughed up a leg or something. Like I thought you had real evidence here.
No, I think it got stuck halfway. And that's why I felt something. And it was just there. And I didn't feel any other...
Was it creepy crawling down your esophagus?
Well, I don't know. I haven't, you know, gone number two yet. So when I guess I do, we'll see. But I'm almost positive I ate a spider.
I think it could have been
I've
so many
I've never had
other
this
things.
In my entire life. If you wake up and you have a sore throat, you end up still having a sore throat every other hour you wake up.
No, that's
not
true.
Yeah, well, it has happened for me.
I think you just had I think you're just dehydrated.
No. I think I'm Spider Woman.
Okay. You want to think that you swallowed a spider? Okay,
yes.
Then you would think that, I guess. Somebody is messing with me and I can't figure it out. They're messing with my desk, trying to pull a prank. I don't know what's going on here.
All I know is it's now affecting our relationship.
It is because, okay, let me explain to you because I feel like nobody really comes into my office. I'm the only one that sits in there. And I noticed something today while me and you, Destiny, were prepping for the show, actually, that I had to interrupt you because something was clearly off at my desk. So behind my computer and like on the side walls of my desk, I guess, I have like a bunch of album covers just like pinned up with thumbtacks, different photos and some of my favorite artists and stuff. And as I was looking at my computer, mid-conversation with Destiny today, I go, oh my God. Oh my God. Hang on. I'm so sorry. I can't let this just like not be brought up because I noticed right next to my computer, I got Adele. I've got Drake. I've got a Miley Cyrus album cover. And then I have a Cardi B album cover.
Okay.
And it's not Cardi B's face on it anymore. Somebody took a picture of our coworker from X107.5, our sister station, Chris Jackson, and stuck his face over Cardi B's face. And he's sticking his tongue out, you know, as Cardi B does. And I'm like, who did this? So I took a picture of it. I sent it to Chris Jackson and was like, hello, what are you doing on Cardi B's body? This is weird. And he played it off. He said, I don't know. You tell me. So I'm immediately like, okay, somebody's pranking me. Mm-hmm. I thought it was you at first.
Yeah, you go, is this you? And I'm like, no, this isn't me. First off, do I have time for that? Also, am I that creative? No.
You're not that creative. And
thank you.
I took a more in-depth look. Somebody took the time to like cut out around his hat and he has sunglasses
on.
Wow. Like there's some detail in to cutting out the shape of his head, which I would do. But there's not that many other people in this building that would do that for
Here's the problem. Now that you harassed me, I'm going to
I just
end
did
up-
it again, too. I was like, are you trying to push me over the edge? Because it's working.
The problem is now I'm invested into this whole mystery. I'm going to end up going to HR for this because I just 2 seconds ago called Street Teamer and we can tell and Kate because I'm like, this is something Kate would do.
It was a full like interview investigation.
So we... 2 seconds ago, we're on the phone with Kate, and I was full on harassing her to the point that I think she might call in.
Yeah, she said, Are you in love with Chris Jackson?
Are you in love with... That's what
Do
I said.
Do you have photos of him
that's
on your phone?
That's what I said.
Do you know how to print here at
that's
the radio station?
Said.
She said no to all of them, which makes me think...
That
once
she's
again,
in love with him.
No, no, no. I think she's innocent because she was truly like, why are you guys calling me right now?
She's like, I'm cleaning my fireplace. And I was like, whoa.
I think it was Chris Jackson and he's playing it off, which is weird. And he's trying to make me feel crazy. And it's kind of working. But he was also weird to me yesterday. As he was leaving the building, he just poked his
you
head into
what?
My office. And he said, hi, bye. And I said, okay.
Hold up.
Why was he weird to me?
I was going to say it was the morning scramble.
You think?
Because I got them for Halloween last year. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe now they're punking you. For
it's
this
only September.
Who
I can't
cares?
Take this until Halloween.
Who cares? But now that you said that Chris Jackson was nice to you yesterday, did I not tell you that he was the nicest person he's ever been to me? He's never been nice to me.
He's the coworker that is going to poke at you.
He's always mean.
And if he's not, then you know something's wrong.
I know. He was too nice yesterday.
So I don't know.
Is there something wrong with my desk? I haven't been there.
See, that's what I'm saying. You need to go look at your desk. You need to keep an eye on it. I'm going to keep an eye on mine because, like I said, I have a lot of different album covers. So if more heads start popping up, I don't know what I'm going to do.
All I know is next is murder. I don't know what.
Well,
I hope it's you.
That I get murdered?
I don't know why. I have bills.
Let this be
to
on
do.
Record, and I approve for this to be used in court when I'm dead.
Time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I want to talk about injuries.
Yay. This is kind of sad.
This is a weird way to celebrate, but here's the trivia question. There's been a 900% increase in these injuries since 1991. What is it?
Oh my gosh. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
There's been a 900% increase in these injuries since 1991. What is it?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot increased. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Six, say everybody's hurt themselves. Could be small, paper cut, could be huge. You have to go to the hospital. And hopefully not a cast.
I've never had a cast.
Shut the front door.
No, I've never. I've never officially broken a bone.
I hate this for you.
What?
I really
I feel
do.
Like that's kind of like a cool fact.
No,
a lot of people have broken bones.
I really feel like you are missing out on in life because
no.
It is so cool to have a cast and everyone gets to sign
oh,
it.
Oh, I know.
And you didn't get that as a kid and you... Mm-hmm. You had a rotten childhood.
I know. I lived it, man. I had plenty of friends who had casts that I was like, should I shut my arm in this door?
Yes!
I never did, but.
Man, I did. I fell off of a swing. I was being stupid. You know, like
on purpose?
Yes. You know, like a swing set you had in your backyard
yeah.
you probably got from like Walmart for like $200? Okay, well, the swing set's in like an A almost looking kind
yeah.
of shape, right? And there's a bar in between that holds that A looking shape.
Yeah.
I was standing on that bar in between. That bar couldn't hold me. Apparently, I was a little too much more than weight than I thought I was. I don't know. And I fell in my arm.
Yeah, you deserve that. You did.
I was being stupid. You swing on the swing, you don't stand on the bar.
That's not what it's for. Not what it's for.
Well, we're talking about injuries tonight. There's been a 900% increase in these injuries since 1991. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 9038 said ankle injuries.
I believe that.
Been there.
See these shoes? Wait. In the hospital?
What?
Hold up. I got distracted by your ankles. Have you ever had to go to the hospital for them?
Yeah, once.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
At Disney World. What do you mean, what did I get?
What
I got
happened?
A boot and crutches and to be wheelchaired around Disney World. Not as cool as it sounds.
No, see, you really did have a rough life.
Oh, I was like 19 years old, so it's not even like childhood.
She didn't have
stuff.
A cast, and then when she finally got something, it was at Disney World.
At Disney World.
Feel
and guess
bad
what?
For her.
You would think like, oh, you get a fast pass.
Yeah, no. They ain't putting you on anything. Are they?
It's a small world.
That one's awful.
It was rotten.
It's a small world after. You're like, I've heard this 16 times already.
Don't hurt yourself at Disney World. It's not worth it.
5957 said ACL. Been there, done that. Don't get ACL reconstruction surgery. It's not fun.
I feel like they are very popular for anybody that plays athletics is like, yeah, I tore my ACL.
My dad tore his ACL playing like adult softball.
Yeah.
And then I tore my ACL in college cheerleading. It runs in the family. We tear our ACLs.
Weak. Sounds like a line of weak ACLs. Jody said cell phone injuries.
Yeah, how many times have you been laying in bed and you have your cell phone and you're like scrolling through TikTok and boom, right in your head?
Or cell phone induced, like if you're looking down at your phone and you run into a pole. I don't know.
That's never happened before. Was that a Disney?
When I said pole, I meant the Magic Kingdom castle.
She meant it's a small world. Yeah,
sad.
There's been a 900% increase in these injuries since 1991. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer is coming up in about 4 minutes.
And I mean this in the most respectful way.
What you're about to say is going to be so rude.
No, I want to trip you. I purposely want to break your arm. I feel like you've been robbed.
I don't want it now.
Well, why?
I wanted to, I would just paper mache my arm. But
that's
know
true.
Those things are stinky, all right? And I'm too old to be stinking like a cast.
Do you know how they take them off? I will not talk about that.
The saw, right?
Yeah, it's scary, dude.
I'm sorry to the little child in the car right now.
It's scary, dude. Mommy! The question tonight. That was a little aggressive. The question tonight.
Just getting right down to business.
I'm very serious about this question. There's been a 90% increase in these injuries since 1991. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
We got a problem with laser and razor hair removal. Well, there has been a 900% increase in injuries since 1991. Like, apparently we got some issues.
Okay, we're talking 900% increase in what, like 30-ish years, give or take?
You would think with technology, we've gotten better.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this. Of those 900 increases, injuries, most of them are below the belt. Ouch. Mm. And like I'm saying, like, I just don't understand, like, technology. Razors would have, you'd think they would get better.
You would think, right? Because we got like, shea butter and, like,
oh, yeah.
Like, they put so much fancy crap on those razors that it's, like, I shouldn't say it's impossible to hurt yourself because...
Dude,
you ever shaved an ankle? That is like asking for a bloody mess in the shower.
It really is. And they give you five different little like razor thingies. It's like
blades.
Blades, five blades. I'm like,
what did they do in the olden days? Just
one?
Use a singular, just raw blade.
That's why we didn't get injured as much.
I think if you handed me one of those, it would be like a massacre in the shower if I could use that.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.